He says, running. Now we're about to go out to the world. Somebody said yesterday, oh, you mean we're on television? And I'm like, yeah, that's right, you're on television. Oh. Okay, we are
good to go. Okay, perfect. I called the meeting to order, and then I need to take roll call, but I'm not sure who's supposed to be in this meeting.
I can do the roll call for you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yes. Lori?
Here.
Thank you. Ian? I see the name. Okay, let's just, Maggie, you're here. Eric?
I'm here.
Ian? Okay, well, I see his name, so we're just going to go forward. And so one of the things that, the first item on the agenda, and I'm just talking instead of your chair because that's just the practice. Anyway, so you're going to be interviewing three people for three. You have three vacancies on this committee. You're going to be interviewing three people. There are two retail vacancies and one at-large vacancy. Hopefully you all got a copy of the questions I sent this morning. I didn't see everybody open that email, so I'm not sure that anyone other than Maggie got them.
I didn't see an email from you this morning.
With the questions?
Uh-uh.
Maggie, did you see it?
I did. That's how come I opened it. Yeah. And I printed the questions.
Maybe I just sent it to actual committee members, but typically what we do in a situation like this is take turns asking the questions, have the committee people take turns asking questions. I believe we may have lost Ian, who hopefully will come back. Thank you, Pat. But we can also just have the chair ask the questions. But we have to ask every applicant the same questions. And so, for example, okay. If you decided you wanted a different question on the first interview, we would ask that additional question to everybody. So how does that sound? We have our first interviewee at interview at 2:10, and that's Janelle Goplin, and she is in the waiting room. So whenever you're ready.
Oh, wait. Okay. So, yeah, I can.
Maggie, are you going to ask the questions?
Sure, I can ask the questions. I didn't have any additional questions, so it would be the ones that you sent to me.
Okay, thanks. So I'll let Janelle in from the waiting room at this point. At this point, we don't have a quorum, so we've got to interview these people so that we can have a meeting with a quorum. So Janelle's coming in at this point. We have about 10 minutes for each.
Okay. Hi, Janelle.
Now you're muted. Can you unmute yourself?
Yes, of course.
There, now you're done. Hi.
How's everybody?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Glad to see you here.
You too.
So I have seven questions for you.
Okay.
And the first one is, why are you interested in serving on the City's Destination Newport Committee?
Because I feel like I could add a lot of value, and I feel like there's a lot of things that we could add to what you're already doing to make it way more effective.
Perfect. And what has been your personal involvement in serving on any city or other committee?
I mean, I just joined the parking committee, and that's my first city committee. I've worked at I was the president of Boosters for 4 years, but this is my you know, now second thing within the government.
Okay, perfect. Describe your advertising marketing experience.
I was a brand manager for Disney Princess with JAKKS Pacific in California. I've also had my own toy company. So at both of those jobs, I did brand management and advertising and marketing for that kind of thing. And then, you know, now with the restaurant, Clearwater and Barge, and then we have another one coming, I do all of the marketing for those.
Very good. Okay. So this committee was created by ordinance and provides that it has 7 members that are 3 shall be owners or managers of hotels or motels, 2 shall be owners or operators of retail establishments, and 2 shall be at-large members. There are currently 2 retail vacancies and 1 at-large vacancy on this committee. If you are appointed to the Destination Newport Committee, which of these positions would be most applicable to you?
I mean, even though it's a restaurant, I would say retail. Okay. We have the retail in the restaurant.
Okay. What do you feel are making marketing advertising challenges facing the city today?
I think lack of knowledge of what's out there and what's available, and mm-hmm. what I think that there's maybe you don't know how cheap you can do things. And I think looking at your budget that you're about to review, when I saw that it's $225,000 for marketing for a year, that shocks me because it doesn't have to be that way anymore. It's just the world has changed.
Uh-huh. Oh, and what are your thoughts on solutions for these challenges?
To review all of the other options that are now available, technology has advanced and soared through. It's just compounded, and the stuff you can do today versus what you could do 3 years ago is totally different.
Okay, perfect. The Destination Newport Committee plans to meet quarterly in the future. Would you be available to attend quarterly or more frequent meetings?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And what makes you stand out as a candidate for the Destination Newport Committee? What special attributes, talents, and abilities will you bring to this committee?
I think that I can, you know, as a brand manager, I was able to work with my whole team and review all of the work that they did and say, this is excellent. Let's go more in this direction. Let's make sure that, you know, I was able to give them a lot of different options to make it better. Oh. And I think that I could add that to this group.
Okay. Yep. Great. Thank you, Janelle.
Yeah. Is that it?
You made it.
Is that it?
Was that?
I'm new at this job, too, so I was just asking Peggy if that was it, and she said, yes, we made it.
All right. Awesome, Maggie. Thanks so much for your questions, and thanks, everybody, for taking the time. I look forward to working with you. If I'm not on the committee, then I'm sure I will bother you all to somehow get involved.
Perfect. Thanks, Jeanette.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you. You, too.
Ian is coming back in. So your next applicant is Letitia McCracken, and she is supposed to be interviewed at 2:20, and she's not in the waiting room yet.
Okay.
So we'll just see what happens. But now that you have a quorum, we have, I don't know if you can do this in 5 minutes, Judy, but tell me how much time you might need to talk about the budget while we have a good quorum.
Well, it depends on if everybody's had a chance to look at it. Because we haven't been able to have meetings, typically what should have happened was we should have, at our last meeting, the committee should have worked up the budget. and, you know, made some decisions on what things that we wanted to move forward with this next fiscal year. But since we weren't able to do that, and I know I have to have the budget to Spencer, basically what I have done is I took the items that we had completed in this last fiscal year, and some of the items are, you know, I've already been getting like new contracts for next fiscal year, and so I've, you know, redid the figures to match those. But what I basically what I did was I just went in and I put placeholders in there for items. And then I know that I had reached out to Spencer because I know that there was talk of having extra money because of the, you know, the extra room tax fund. And, but I know that the finance committee wanted us to tell them what we would spend that extra money on if, you know, they allowed us to have it. And which I think by law, they have to allow us to have it. So anyway, so at the very bottom of the budget, I did put a couple of ideas, and then I wanted suggestions from the committee as well. So if you've had a chance to look, these are mostly the items that we did this last year. So I don't know if anybody has any comments on that or those kind of things. I will tell you that I met with Spencer and Jason Holland and Tom Webb, and they have specifically asked for a portion of our funding to be able to promote the arts. And they wanted the money directly given to them. And when I got the projected amounts that they were going to pay for advertising, it was very clear that they were being charged a lot more for advertising. So it seemed only right to for us to handle that advertising and walk, you know, help them through that, because we could negotiate the advertising for a lot less than what they were going to be paying for advertising.
Is that because they're a smaller committee or just don't have the background?
Well, I think it's because they don't do a lot of advertising, and because we advertise on an annual basis and we have a relationship with a lot of these publications and that kind of thing for years, right. They allow us to get more money. There was a publication, the Here and Now publication, that we have not done for quite a few years now because it was always a very expensive publication. And she offered me one page for $2,500 and a second page for free. And I thought that was the perfect opportunity for the Performing Arts in the PAC to do an advertisement in that publication. And so I did negotiate that with her, and it ended up that they just did a full page spread.
Nice.
With that. And that's only a 5x7 publication, but the distribution of that sort of worked just perfect for the arts community. So
I have a question, a quick question about the proposed budget. When you say agency fee, is that the fee to Fox and Crown?
Yes, it is.
So it would go up from $8,000 to $10,000 a month? Because right now it's $8,000 and times 12, that's 96. And this says 120.
Isn't What is their, I thought their agency fee was $120.
What I'm getting, the monthly bills that I process for payment are for $8,000.
I think we paid them more on the first payment.
I don't know.
I have that, but I'm pretty sure we paid them more for their initial payment and then just broke the rest of it down by month.
I saw Tiffany raise her hand. Maybe she knows something.
Yeah, I was going to say that Judy's right. So we, $120 was the budget that we were allotted for the year. And so we got quite a large chunk at the beginning. It was something like $17,000, I think, just to get going. And so then the $8,000 is what is coming every month after that.
Okay, so would there then be, would it now just continue at, once we get into the new fiscal year, $10,000 a month, and then not any big upfront fee for the next fiscal year? Okay,
right.
I get it.
Yeah, thank you.
And I would tell you that the person who's to be interviewed at 2:30 is in the waiting room. I'm just going to leave them there while you talk about the budget. And the 2:20 person has not shown up.
Okay. So anyway, back to kind of the arts, because they gave me sort of a proposal of what type of things that they want to do. And so I just put a placeholder in there of a dollar amount. That's not to say that these items are set in stone. You know, I just wanted a way to show you where we've spent the money in the past and kind of what the fees are. The certified folder, I just signed a new contract with them, and those fees went up just a tiny bit. So those reflect the new fees. And then also the emeralds. I have signed a new contract with the emeralds because that is just such great exposure over in Eugene, and it's fun and that kind of thing. So because they do beach balls, they brand beach balls, and they throw out beach balls, and we're thinking about doing some T-shirts with our logo on them and have them throw out the T-shirts at one of the games, that kind of thing. So I've always felt that that was a really good opportunity because we get radio, we get so much exposure on that. So Fox and Crown did a TV videos. They did a 15 second and a 30 second spot, and we ran that on the KEZI over in Eugene area, and that got tremendous exposure. I work with the guy that is the salesperson, and he always gives us so much freebie stuff.
And that's in addition to the agency fee of the $120?
I'm sorry, Eric?
So the agency fee of the $120, and that the TV and video is in addition to what's covered under the agency fee?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. So there's certain things that are under their agency fee, and then there's certain things that do not fall under their agency fee.
Makes sense. I just wanted the clarification.
And this is Peggy again. So I see that you have a placeholder for arts, and is that $25,000? Is that what they requested?
It is. Okay. It's approximately the amount that they requested. And so I just put that in there because, like I said, the fees that they showed me that they had come up with reaching out to advertisers was a lot more than what I think we could get the ads for or the advertising for. But they don't have anybody negotiating for them. So
right.
I think if we negotiate, we can get that reduced down for them as well.
Thank you.
And what are the flags for Highway 101?
Okay, so there's been, over the last year, there has been this thing about putting flower baskets on 101. You know, we have the light poles out here that actually have the flag holder on them. And I think that flower baskets would be too much to take care of. And because 101 really gets hit with the wind, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of other communities do use the flower baskets. But we were thinking we need to do something to beautify this section of 101 that just doesn't look very well. And so we thought that we could do flags on these poles and they could be like advertised different things in the community, or they can just be visually beautiful, you know, just something to add to this area to make the town look better. So when you come across the bridge, you come in and you see, oh, this is really pretty, you know, and that. Right now, we're kind of getting that message that oh, you know, we just came into town from the bridge and this looks terrible, you know. So that's kind of where that is at.
Okay, and would they be more like the sign or the flags that are in Nye Beach, or more along the lines of, say, on the 4th of July when we have all those flags out?
So they would be more like the ones in South Beach. So they wouldn't be ones that would flop in the wind. They would be, okay. So I don't know, next time you're on 101, look at the light poles that are like by City Hall, and they're down here in front of our office, and they have like a pole that goes out.
Yeah.
They would go on that pole, and then there's an additional piece that you can purchase that would hold the bottom in place as well. So like when people drove by, they would be able to, like, if you were advertising your hotel, say, or if Ian was advertising his business, those, you would be able to read it.
Makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up in Lincoln City, they use those type of signs, Judy, and they advertise different events that are happening and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the hangers that are on the utility poles are designed for those types of banners. So they don't flop around in the wind. They hold them, you know, pretty much straight up and down.
Yeah. And then we've had a lot of requests for beach wheelchairs and a lot of other communities are starting to have those. The only thing is I don't, and I haven't had a chance to look into it yet, is I don't know if there's any liability if we were to either rent those out or if people could just come and, you know, take them and then take them down to the beach and bring them back.
Yeah, I'll speak to that a little bit. They would be something that could be utilized for like on a loan basis. That's what they're doing at other small coastal communities up and down the Oregon coast. And we feel like it would fit really well into the diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives that are really being put out right now by like Oregon Coast Visitors Association. And it would fit into the kind of policies the city has put in place with diversity and inclusion.
So where would you store them?
We were talking about being able to have them either through the chamber or potentially talk to like about the rec center and have them, you know, through the rec center somewhere where there's some space.
Yeah, because I would see people using them most on the weekend, so it would be a place, have to be a place where it was open on the weekend.
Yeah.
Because we used to do that up in Lincoln City at the Looking Glass, and we had them stored in a shed out back, and then people would come and they would sign up for it. They'd call and reserve them and sign up for it. But it became a problem with where to store them after a while because that shed blew down.
So we do have, I don't want to interrupt, but we have Sarah Sigelkow. I know I didn't pronounce that properly, but anyway, she's the 230 applicant. The 220 applicant did not show up. And I wondered if you would like to take a break from the budget discussion and interview Sarah while she's here.
Sure, yeah, I think we should probably do that just to be kind to her.
I'm going to admit her, so she'll be here in a second. And then the same questions for her.
Okay.
Sarah, can you hear us? Would you put your video on and unmute yourself and say hello? There you are.
Hi, sorry, let me get the sun moved one moment. Let's see if we can not blind you all. Okay, a little better.
Hi, Sarah, I'm Maggie Conrad, and I'm going to ask you 7 questions, okay?
Okay.
Why are you interested in serving on the city's Destination Newport Committee?
I think that it's bringing a different perspective, I think, to what my understanding of what the Destination Newport Committee has been doing. Obviously, I'm involved in the arts both personally and as a profession, and I think that it's a very important part of our community. And as far as I can tell, that has not necessarily been represented on this committee so far.
Okay. And what has been your personal involvement in serving on any city or other committee?
I've served in other municipalities on local business communities, so it was similar to the Chamber of Commerce, but more neighborhood focused. So in Fort Collins, it was Old Town area. In the Dells, it was different parts of different malls or whatever. So those were all based on community and committee work.
Nice, thanks. Describe your advertising marketing experience.
I do all of the marketing for the programs that I run through the Visual Arts Center, so the Paper Arts Festival, adult and youth classes, so on and so forth. As an artist, I do my own marketing that way. I ran retail businesses for years, and part of marketing, I don't have a successful business, a lot of that's marketing. So,
this committee was created by ordinance and provides that it have 7 members that are: 3 shall be owners or managers of hotels or motels, 2 shall be owners or operators of retail establishments, 2 shall be at-large members. There are currently 2 retail vacancies and 1 at-large vacancy on this committee. If you are appointed to the Destination Newport Committee, which of these positions would be most applicable to you?
The at-large position.
Okay. What do you feel are marketing advertising challenges facing the city today, and what are your thoughts on solutions to these challenges?
I think that part of the challenges are that it's not just getting people here, it's making sure that they leave their dollars once they're here. So showing them once they arrive to look at the beach, which we all know is a huge motivator for people to come here, that there's ways to enjoy the area that help the community. You know, you can make it sound any way you want, but we all want them to leave their money when they're here, not just visit. So I think that that's a challenge. You know, we sometimes when people get here, they don't know what to do and they can't necessarily find information about what there is to do in the area. So I think that's the twofold strategy. We seem to be doing a fairly good job of getting people here, but it's what making sure they know what to do when they're here. I know in the social media world, a lot of that is done electronically, but based on the people that I see daily, they still need that piece of paper, whether it's a flyer or a calendar or something that shows what there is to do. Mm-hmm. So I see that as probably the biggest challenge. I would say the next one is setting ourselves apart from other beautiful stretches on the Oregon coast. And I think one of those ways is that we do have a pretty thriving arts community in addition to all of the great restaurants and those sorts of things that are here.
Yeah.
So I think telling people about them.
Thank you. The Destination Newport Committee plans to meet quarterly in the future. Would you be available to attend quarterly or a more frequent meeting?
As long as I knew the dates and times, yes, I can arrange my schedule around it.
Okay, perfect. And what makes you stand out as a candidate for the Destination Newport Committee, and what special attributes, talents, and abilities will you bring to this committee?
Not knowing who's on the committee, I had a hard time figuring that out based on what I read. That's a harder challenge to question to answer. I will say I have grew up, my parents owned a retail business, and for 30 years of my life, I herded cats. So I dealt with a lot of different personalities and got to know what usually makes people spend money for good or bad. And I think that's a kind of unique talent. And I also think that it's everybody's perspective is different. And I think that restaurants and hotels are obviously a huge part of our community. But I don't have that background. So because of that, I think it would be somewhat unique.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Mm-hmm. And we're finished with the questions.
So I would say,
thank you.
Sarah, we will be in touch with you. The committee interviewed another person today. So they'll be discussing what they would like to make in terms of a recommendation to the mayor for appointment. And so I will let you know where that lands.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
So you can go back to your budget discussion at this point, or if you want to deal with Ashley Garner from the Loyalty Days Parade, she's been in the waiting room for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, you know, let's go ahead and talk to Ashley so that she's not just waiting and sitting there.
I agree. I'm going to let her in.
I agree. Peggy, will you be pointing out once she's on here what we talked about earlier?
I can do that also. And then, you know, something I did not add to the agenda is toward the end of the meeting, maybe after you do the budget discussion, finish the budget discussion, you will want to talk about the two applicants and decide whether you would like to make a recommendation that the mayor appoint those two people to the committee or not. And if you do decide that's what you'd like to do, I can get this on the March 21st City Council agenda for ratification, and that's going to help your committee a lot.
Okay. So, Maggie, you'll deal with that.
Okay. Ashley, she's still connecting to audio. Oh, we lost Lori, too. She's back, though.
Oh, Lori's coming back. Yay. I know we got to get these votings in while we have everybody here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we lose anybody, come right back.
I just did. I lost it.
I know. Thanks, Lori. We appreciate it.
Ashley seems to be having some real problems.
Yes, she does.
Well, I know she sent me an email showing me that she couldn't get in, but
and she looks like she's still trying to connect the audio. I have a quick question, maybe you know, Judy, because I've not talked with anyone from Loyalty Day since we had that meeting here at City Hall. But did they actually amend their parade route so that it ends at 101 and 20, or are they heading further down 101?
No, they amended it.
Okay, good.
And they are waiting on the okay from ODOT. I think they filled out their paperwork for ODOT.
Well, we've been working with the farmers market, which is going to start on March 26th. And I felt like there would not be a conflict anyway, because not that many people watched the parade at this point in the route, even if they kept the old route. But I was just interested so I could advise the farmers market folks if needed.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was the fact of not holding up that Highway 20 and the amount of people that it took to manage the traffic at that intersection during the parade.
Very good, thank you. I hope she can come on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she should log out and log back in.
Do you have the ability to email her and ask her to log out and try to log back in? I'm not at my computer.
Oh, she did log out.
She must have.
Well, I would say that, people love this event. And one of the points that she made in her application was that I guess it's Cinco de Mayo is right in that neighborhood, Mother's Day, the Loyalty Days Parade, and also I would have to say the Farmers Market, although it doesn't necessarily attract people to town, but those are certainly events that put together could increase lodging here during that period of time.
I was in the meeting that we had with the city, that Loyalty Days had with the city, and, Loyalty Days has been happening for I don't even know how many years.
Well over 40.
She said in her application it was 65 years.
Wow.
And I just feel that it is an event that is very important to our community, and it's something that they are really struggling. And if there's any way at all that we can award them some funds to make this happen and to keep it happening, I think it is very beneficial to our whole community. Our community, we have all worked so hard through this pandemic, and we need some fun in this town, that kind of thing.
I'm not gonna disagree. I just felt like, this looks more like a general operating support grant application, because she's asking for funding for office supplies. She's asking for insurance coverage, funding for insurance coverage. She's asking for volunteer meals. And Princess recognition supplies and scholarships. That seems.
Now, I thought I was told yesterday that was just things that they spend money on, but the money that they're requesting would not be used for the princesses.
Okay, if that's clear that they're just planning to use this money for marketing. Oh, here she's back. Let me see if I can let her in here. If they're just using this money for marketing or something like that, rather than, you know, general operating expenses, then I think that's going to be a lot easier to deal with.
But if, oh, good, she's connected.
But if $325 is all the advertising that's going to be used out of $5,000, that is problematic.
Okay, so she's on now, so we can talk to her.
Ashley, can you put your video on? And yep, you've unmuted.
I can. I'm actually trying to pick kids up from school. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. As long as your voice is there, we'll deal with it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about your application and what you would use the funding for if it was awarded?
Yeah, definitely. I can do my best. Luke Bovita is our loyalty president, and he has filled out the application as well. This would be pretty huge for us, especially coming out of a COVID year. One of our biggest concerns is we run a lot off of the Carnival profit. That's kind of what funds loyalty days. Typically, $5,200 is given out in college scholarships, and that's not including any of our costs for our event. That's just the scholarship portion. This year we do only have two princesses instead of the four. So we're awarding two scholarships. So that cost is slightly less. We'll cut in half. But we spend $1,200 to $1,400 on insurance, which obviously, we have to do to be able to hold these events and apply for our permits. So those are kind of our two big costs. We also, for search and rescue to participate, and honestly, the parade does not happen without search and rescue. They have it down to an art there at the front of the parade. We write off a donation for them as well, that is for their volunteers, and that's another large chunk. Let's see what else. Quite a bit. We do spend some money on advertising. Trying to think what else.
Can you talk a little bit about how much you spend or how much you plan to spend on advertising and what sort of advertising it is? This is a tourism promotion grant, and we're trying to, you know, we want to be able to help you out, but we're trying to fit this in the parameters of a tourism promotion grant.
I see. Yeah, I mean, our biggest way of advertising, you know, we've talked with the chamber now and definitely using the chamber to help us reach local businesses. We do create posters every year that we print and distribute through the town. And I would say that's kind of our big push through advertising.
Do you do any advertising outside of Newport, like outside of the area, to try to draw people to come to town for the event?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I don't think we really have done much with that before. We've had people outside of our area participate. The first comes to mind is Shriners, and they bring a really large group and come and stay for the weekend. But I really appreciate that question, thinking that maybe there's a way to bring in more public that way. But not specifically happening, at least currently.
Thank you. Anybody else have any questions? I guess I have another question, Ashley. So
yeah.
My question to you is, knowing that this is more of a tourism promotion grant rather than a general operating support grant, is there a way that it could be rewritten with the focus on marketing and advertising?
Um, I,
Is there somebody you could work with who could help you kind of work through that? Yeah,
for sure. I think that's a really great thought. Yeah, we could definitely do that.
I think it would be more compelling if it had, this is, like I said, this is a tourism marketing grant right now. We're hoping to expand it next year and use a little bit of the extra transient room tax that the city will be collecting because it changed its transient room tax amounts to expand this some, but for right now it hasn't been expanded. So what I'm wondering is if you could work with somebody to focus this grant and narrow the scope so that it is, yeah. And then my next question is to this committee, would you, Ashley, how long do you think that would take you?
If you give me a time frame, we can make that happen as soon as you need it.
So what do you think in terms of this committee? Would you be able to have a brief meeting, like in a few weeks, to weigh in on a revised application?
Is that question for me?
No, for the committee.
It's for everybody.
So I mean, I would be able to. We just have to come to be able to get everybody here so that we have a quorum.
Exactly. Now, I would say one other thing, and that is I believe that effective April 4th, we're going to be returning to in-person meetings, and all of our meetings are going to be held here at City Hall in the City Council chambers because people have been accustomed, I guess, over the course of COVID to being able to watch all of our meetings on television or the live stream. And so we're having, and this is the only room we can do that in, so we're having the meetings here. Now, Ashley, what is your level of need? I mean, do you need that money right now, or is it something that you could get, some point after April 18th? Oh, she's gone again.
She's not answering that question,
she came back to the waiting room. The reason I said April 18th is if there could be a meeting if she could revise this application between now and, the first week of April, and this group could meet again, we could get it on for council approval on the second meeting in April, which should be April 18th. I don't have a calendar here, but I'm guessing that's a Monday. And that way the check could go out potentially that Friday, so whatever Friday is of that week. Is that doable?
I don't have any issues on my side.
So one of the things that I was just thinking is, so Loyalty Days is that first weekend in May. And so if they don't get the funds until after April 18th, that might be really pushing it for them. I don't know if Ashley can hear us talking or not.
I can hear you.
Okay.
So here's another thing. I am happy to take this to council at the next meeting, which is going to be March 21st, as it is. It's going to be a recommendation of this committee. If you think if you want to recommend award of this money based on this application, I will take it to council.
My thought on it was that once they redo it, if we could have a quick meeting before the end of the month, would that go on the first council meeting?
It could go on the first council meeting in April, which I think is the 4th. Let me just check. Hold on.
Because I think it might be easier for us to not have to do an in-person meeting just to make a motion and approve that? Or here, I'm talking like I'm a committee person, and I'm sorry I'm not. But I was just thinking it might be quicker and easier to get everybody together.
Right. Yeah, I think it would be quicker and easier for everybody to get together online.
So one thing that could happen is if the meeting was held, for example, on the 24th, that's 2 weeks from today, then we could get that item on the first city council meeting in April, which is April 4th. Does that seem like something that you're interested in?
Something I would be interested in if everybody else is able to meet in 2 weeks. And if Ashley is able to get that updated.
I'm actually going to be in Europe from the 30th of this month through the 19th. So unfortunately, I would not be able to join you guys for that.
So Ashley, I mean, it seems like we could have a quorum if there was a meeting on the 24th, 2 weeks from today. And I guess the question to you is, would you be able to rework your application so we could review it again on that date?
Yeah, we can do that. 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that.
So what we will do is we will make this a one-item, very short meeting of the Destination Newport Committee. You may have two new members by then, depending on what you do today, which will make getting a quorum significantly easier. And that would give us time to move this forward to the April 4th City Council agenda for approval. How does that sound?
Perfect. Sounds good to me. Do we need to have a motion?
That would be great. Thank you.
Ashley, I would just make sure to really focus all, as much as you can on how it will bring tourism to Newport. I think that's the big message there.
Yeah, and also if you're going to, advertising to marketing outside the areas, if you can point to anything.
For sure. We'll try and touch a lot on those two items.
Well, I do know you do a lot of marketing by bringing in groups from outside the area that are in the parade and stuff. So that is kind of marketing outside the area.
Yeah, there are a good handful that come in for it. So, and, you know, I don't know too, we have in the past brought in Coast Guard and Armory members from other locations as well, as we try and celebrate the military. So that could be a component as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody. If somebody could make a motion in a second to hold a special meeting on the 24th, just to consider the Loyalty Days Tourism Marketing Grant application, we can move forward and get that done.
Can I make a motion, Patty? Yeah. Or Peggy, I'm sorry.
You may make a motion, and I answer to lots of things.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, I make that motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion passed.
Okay, so March 24th at 2 p.m., and it'll be quick. And it'll be Zoom.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Now thanks, you. Ashley. Yeah, thank you.
You want to go back to the budget discussion?
Yes. Let's do that. I don't really kind of know where we left off, actually. I think I was at the point that I needed feedback from the committee on, you know, what their thoughts were of, you know, kind of things. So one of the things is, and I don't know if yours is in color or not, but the totals, those are your budget figures, basically. So it doesn't necessarily mean, like, especially under print, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to do those particular items. It just means that we're budgeting to spend $44,000 in print. And same for like TV, you know, those kind of things.
So we don't need to decide today whether these are the things that we're going to do, just that we would spend about that much money on something similar.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I will tell you that we do have, I think, another year with the KPTV camera on that one.
Is that the camera down at the Embarcadero?
It's the one on the Maritime Museum.
Maritime Museum, okay.
The one at the Embarcadero is actually the KGW webcam. It's the CoastCom. And the city actually owns that camera. That's why we only pay like $400 a month for that one, because we own it. The KPTV, we do not own that one. It's all owned and handled by KPTV. And we get not only the webcam, but there's, you know, a certain amount of advertising that is included with that. And I can tell you that they mention us every single weekday morning because I see it.
And so we are committed to that one for the year?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Got it.
And it has actually been a very good value.
That's great.
So.
Okay, do we start to do anything? Like, do we need to come up with more ideas or?
Well, it's basically my contract with the city now states that the committee is involved in the budget process and what we're spending the money on. But due to the fact that we have not been able to have meetings, this is what I've come up with. So you guys have the right to say yay or nay on any of this.
When would we meet to discuss each individual piece and kind of break down what it is that we're actually going to be spending it on for the year?
So I think that the meeting that we would have before the start of the fiscal year, once council approves the budget and the money and allowing the money for us, then you as the committee then gets the opportunity to decide, you know, do we want to spend it here? Do we want to spend it there? That kind of thing. And then I will do the negotiating of all the fees for the things. Some of the things that are on here are things that are kind of set in stone already. Things that we really should do every year, but there's other things that we can try as well.
Well, especially if we're going to get three new members coming on this year, I'd like for them to be able to see this too, if we do get them. So, but I think this is a really good start, Judy. I mean, it looks really good to me.
So basically, if I understand what you just said, is that this is a draft Discover Newport budget. It's got the actual numbers that are in color, that bluish green color, are the totals that you'll spend. But the actual breakdown that you have on here might change subject to this committee's review near the beginning of the new fiscal year.
That is correct.
Okay.
And then, yeah, and then there's that extra money that we should technically be getting, you know, that's part of that room tax. So
what's the timeline on that? I'm sorry, Judy.
On the what, Eric?
What's the timeline when we would know what that additional funds is?
Well, there's an additional $200,000.
Okay.
And Finance Committee wanted this committee to tell them what we would spend that money on. And those are kind of like, that's why I put those extra things down in the at that bottom. So I had reached out to Spencer to find out if I was to just include that extra money in my request for budget. And he did not respond yet. He's been pretty busy, so. I think it's something that we would tack on when I sent the budget to Spencer and City Council. I think that we should try to take advantage of that extra funding, but come up with some really, you know, like really good ideas of things that we can spend the money on. One of the things that you probably don't even know about that we've done is, you know, all of the big maps that are around town. I don't know if, you know, like we have one out in front.
The wayfinding maps?
Huh?
The wayfinding maps?
Yes. There is approximately 20 of those in Newport. And between Spencer, myself, the sign guy, Newport Sign, and Frank Geltner, who was originally on the city committee that handled those signs, we met. So Fox and Crown has completely updated those signs, and I just got the final word from everybody that they are okay with moving forward on that now. So all of those signs will be printed, and they will all be replaced around town with new logos and new things, new whatever was needed to be updated, because they have not been updated since 2015.
Thanks. Is there a way to see a copy of what those signs are going to look like with the maps?
Yes, actually, I can email. Can I email that out, Peggy?
Yes, that's fine. As long as the committee doesn't start voting on it by email. But certainly, I think it would be great to share it with them. I'd like to see that because I was one of the original people working on the wayfinding project. So be great to see.
I will send an email. There's a link that you can I guess what I need from you guys is to decide you need to decide and make a motion whether or not what I have come up with, or if you want to change anything, for me to be able to present this to Spencer so that he can take it to the finance committee, so that, because all that has to be voted on through the city.
Well, I make a motion to have Judy bring this budget to Spencer.
I'll second.
All in favor?
I know you all just voted, but can I still ask a question, Peggy?
Can I go ahead and add that additional 200 on the bottom?
Yes.
Okay.
What I think I heard you say was Maggie made the motion, and then it was seconded by Eric, and then it was amended by the motion maker and the second to include the additional 200,000.
Correct. But was there anybody that opposes? So now do we go to the update for Fox and Crown advertising?
Sure. You sure can.
Okay.
I mean, this item looks like it's pretty much, Judy's got the direction, and then we have the update from Fox and Crown, the chamber report, and then there are those two additional items at the end that aren't on this agenda, and one is to decide whether you want to recommend one or both of the applicants for appointment to this committee, and the other one is official selection of a chair.
Okay. Okay, so go ahead, Tiffany.
Hi, everyone. Good to see you all. I'm trying to figure out how to share my screen with you because I think that would be way cooler if you guys could see what I'm
doing. Hold on just a second and I'll give you permission to share.
Oh, okay.
You should be good now.
Okay. Use virtual background, hide self view. Oh, here we go. Okay. So let's see here. Can you all see this screen right here with all the beautiful flowers and everything?
We can, yes.
Okay, wonderful. So we will just say this, that we're really excited. And it's just me today. Sorry, just everyone's off doing other things. So it's just me representing everybody. But well, we're all really excited about spring and have some really wonderful ideas on how to promote Newport even more through the spring and all of the, you know, all of the life that that brings to the area. So we have, you know, different color schemes going up for social media. Our social media manager is handling all of that and going to shift gears to spring activities and spring events happening around town. We're really excited about Loyalty Days, so I'm glad that that's still happening, and about the farmers market opening back up, and really hoping to bring a lot of light to those big events that everyone really looks forward to in the area. And, you know, any other events that hopefully pop up, you know, we're really hoping to see some more action going on in Newport. But here's just a quick, can you guys all see the graph here?
Yes.
So here's just a quick view of just how our Discover Newport website is doing. Everyone seems to be really enjoying it so far. And I don't know, I hope everyone's had a chance to pop on there and look around, you know, let us know if you have, you know, any suggestions, of course. Looks like the average time you can see here is about 6.5 minutes that people are spending on the website. So that's really awesome. They're really looking around to see what's available in Newport, what can they do. And you know, you look over here to where they're really spending time. They're spending a lot of time on the homepage, but there's a lot of families looking around for things to do too. Lots of foodies, of course, looking for the newest restaurant spot or what's going on. And you know, trails to go hike or just anything, you know, that's going on for them to be able to do. And then if you pop down here, you can see how Instagram is doing, and we're doing pretty well, I would say. You know, we went from 9,800 followers to 11,000 followers. Impressions and reach. So impressions is the increase on how many people are clicking on different pictures and how many people are liking different things or are commenting on different things and just getting overall involved And this is an awesome increase in numbers and just people getting excited about Newport and just seeing some fresh things. And then the reach from 13,000 to 53, that's just how many times our social media pops up in other people's news feeds, you know? So we're really getting out there further. So that's really awesome. And so that's our, you know, that's kind of just an update on how we're doing on the web. We're really excited about the maps, that the wayfinding maps, and I'm so glad to just now hear that those are approved. I hope you guys like those. We worked really hard on them, and we're really appreciative to have such a really great starting point. The crew that worked on the wayfinding maps to begin with did such a wonderful job, and so it was really easy to be inspired by what they already did and move forward with our own little twist, just to update it a little bit for now. So we're excited to see those launch, and we're working on some spring videos. This is just something that we're putting together for color schemes, you know, that we're thinking to show on social media now, and moving into spring and getting excited for everything that brings. We're excited to maybe pump out a couple of videos, a spring promo video that could be maybe used as a commercial, but definitely a shorter video that could be used as a header on the website, and then in all of our social media platforms and in YouTube and everything. And so that's what we have going on so far. You guys have any questions?
Thank you, Tiffany, for showing
that. Yeah,
thank you, Tiffany.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, does anyone have any questions for me?
It looks great. Thank you for sharing that information.
Yeah, of course. Love to.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know how to stop sharing now.
There should be a little thing at the top.
I found it.
Okay, so next we are on to, we already did the loyalty day chamber report.
Okay, so I was just trying to send you guys all this map at this, and I'm multitasking here. One of the things in my contract with the city of Newport is that someone from the committee needs to do a quarterly report to city council on how I am doing as far as handling the financial end of things and you know, what we're negotiating and those kind of things. So in your report, and I don't know, I think I was trying to have it so that I could share it too. I don't know if I can or not.
Do you need to share the screen, Judy?
Well, I was just trying to see if I could figure out if I had it. Here it is. Okay, so because we haven't been able to have meetings, I wanted to stay on task with making sure that I was doing all the things that I was supposed to be doing. And so I put together this report for city council, which actually is probably more than a quarterly report. But anyway, so I just wanted to share with you, kind of what the process I did for them was, because this is the very beginning. I'm struggling with the mouse here, sorry. So this is the very beginning of Fox and Crown taking over, and which included a whole new website, all new social media, all new billboards, new TV ads, new ad content, that kind of thing. So I put this report together and, you know, about the website and sort of some of the analytics with there. And these were, you know, these are the new logos that we're using. This is what our new billboards look like and, our new billboards and where they're located and what our annual fees are for that. And then I put together, so this is the social media report. And then I put together what we've been spending in the last month, what we've been spending on advertising and the businesses that we're, you know, or the publications we're putting them in. And then this is where we've spent the money on the television advertising. So I don't know if you've had a chance to click on these links and see these videos. They are great. So we did so every year ACVA does a promotion that they do a video and do a TV commercial with KATU. And so we went ahead and partnered with them and they created their own video for that. So it was completely different than the one on the KEZI. And so KEZI, we did the one time was a month long promotion with them. And these videos were used. And then the link below is the video that was made by ACVA that was used as well. So then I just wanted to show you like what the ad content is that's been being used in various publications. The one up at the top is our brochure. And, you know, we've been trying to stay with the theme so that when people see that ad, they know it's Newport, you know, that kind of thing. And I know that for the seasons, Fox and Crown is kind of changing out things to go by each season, that kind of thing. And then I sent an updated one today that I had completely forgot, but this is where I send a report every first of the month to Spencer that shows the money that I have that was given to me or given to the chamber to handle the finances, what items that I have spent money on and I have wrote checks for. And as of today, there's still $102,791.21 in the account. $67,485 of that is already committed. And so we have a little bit of money left to do some spending for the rest of the fiscal year. We don't typically do advertising for the summer. And I don't know if we want to try to, it's kind of late, but I don't know if we want to kind of squeeze anything in for spring break. I do know that the KEZI is asking if I want to run those commercials again for just before spring break. And then they would also run them during the time that the Oscars are on. So, and that would be like, that would be $5,000. So I'm kind of trying to think about whether that would be a good plan for us or not. So, because that could potentially reach out to even people farther than just Eugene. So anyway, so then So this is the, so I do not handle all of the payments. Any payments, any contracts that are for 3 years or more are paid by the city and not the chamber. So these are the things that have been paid by the city. And you'll see stuff in July, August, and October on there. I did not receive the check from the city to be able to fund anything until October. So I didn't actually take over the finances until October. And I think that's it. So basically what needs to happen is at some point we need to be put on the agenda for city council, and somebody from the committee needs to go with council, and I would be more than happy to join them. And you need to do a quarterly report to council on how Discover Newport is doing and whether or not they should allow the chamber another year of contract. Is that we have just a 1 year contract. So I think that's it from me on my chamber report. I just wanted to let you guys know what we were doing here. And we've also been meeting with Fox and Crown and going over with things with them as well.
Nice. Thank you. So, Peggy, what is it that we need to do with this?
Well, what you need to do is decide who would like to come with Judy to present this report or an updated report, an updated version of it, to council, and when you would like to come. I mean, we can get this on the next agenda, which is March 21st, or we could bump it out to April 1st, but you probably want to get it done in this quarter, right, Judy?
Well, by my contract, yes, it needs to be done.
So what if we put it on the 21st of March? I'll make a note here. And then who wants to come with Judy?
I certainly can go with Judy if everybody would like me to do that.
And also, just so you know, the March 21st meeting will be a virtual meeting. If you'd rather come in person, we can bump it to April 4th.
I'm good with the March. Okay. I just looked at my calendar. I'm available.
And I'm good with it being virtual. Are you good with that too, Judy?
Mm-hmm. It would be at 6 p.m. or, you know, soon thereafter. Okay. We'll put you down for a March 21st council meeting, communication from the Destination Newport Committee. And Maggie and Judy will be presenting the report.
Somebody else wanted to go, but I'd be happy to.
Did anybody have any questions about the report that I did?
It looked good, Judy.
Yeah, no questions on my side. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Eric and Maggie.
Oh, we have a little person.
We do have a little person. What a cutie. So then we're to public comment?
Well, actually, we have the two other items. You need to decide.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, whether you are interested in recommending the two people you interviewed today for the two positions, one would be a retail position and one would be an at-large position. That's going to leave the committee with another retail vacancy, which I can push out a press release on. But if you are interested, then I'll need a motion that Sarah and Janelle be recommended to fill two vacancies on this committee. I'll put it together and give it to the mayor on March 21st.
So should we do them separately or should we do them together?
You can do them together. One thing I would note is that Janelle has volunteered that she would fit in a retail position, and Sarah said hers would be an at-large. So you might say those words and I'll get this going.
Okay, I move that we send Janelle for the retail and Sarah for the at-large position to the council.
My only question is, would a restaurant technically qualify as retail for this recommendation?
One of the things I think she said, and I think that the reason she said this was kind of in defense of her application for that particular position, and that was she said, we have, the way I took it is that we have stuff we sell. I mean, maybe they have a gift shop and logo items and that sort of thing.
Can I ask a question? Were they given the what the responsibilities are and actually what it is they do for the committee?
They did not get that information. Unless they, you know, they could easily get that on our website, but I don't know if they did.
Because all of that has changed since the chamber has the contract now. So the responsibilities of the committee has changed a little bit on that. So I just was curious.
I think we all should probably look at it then.
I'm not sure. I thought I sent this to all of you today, but I took the actual excerpt from the municipal code. And it just says the Destination Newport Committee. These are the directions for this committee from the code. Shall have 7 members serving 1-year terms. Of the 7 members, 3 shall be owners or managers of hotels or motels, and 2 shall be owners or operators of retail establishments, which leaves 2 people that have to be the at-large. Interestingly, it doesn't say that. The Destination Newport Committee shall advise the City Council regarding the preparation of the advertising budget funded by the city's room tax, and the Destination Newport Committee may make recommendations regarding the placement of advertising, the hiring of advertising consultants, and all other matters relating to advertising the city as a tourist destination. That's it. That's what's in the code.
Okay, because I just know in our contract there is an Exhibit A, and that Exhibit A is the scope of services that I provide, but it does a lot of talking about what the committee's responsibilities are too.
Section C of the code is pretty general. I mean, it speaks in generalities really about placement of advertising, input on hiring of consultants and other matters relating to. And I'm not sure whether that, you know, the provisions that are in the amendment to your contract or the attachment or whatever it is would fall into those general categories, but likely they do.
Okay.
And if they don't, it may be time for an ordinance change because the code is the ordinance. And in order to change it, the council has to adopt a new ordinance.
You know, and the more I think about it now, because David Allen was involved in this, and I think that we talked about whether the codes needed to be changed, and we decided that at this time they didn't need to be.
Okay, thank you for that. David is pretty thorough, so.
Yeah, so, okay.
Okay, there's a motion out. Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Okay, Peggy, go ahead and send them on to the council.
Thank you. I will do that. Thank you, everybody, for your time today. The last thing you really need to do is select the chair for your committee. I think Maggie did an amazing job today, and I don't know if she wants to continue, but one of you needs to become the chair.
Well, I would be happy to do it as long as I'm needed.
I'll make the motion that Maggie becomes the chair of the committee.
I second.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Any opposed? Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you all much for your time today. I will schedule a meeting on the 24th that will just have the Loyalty Days tourism grant request on it, and that'll be the only thing we'll deal with, and we'll still stay on. We'll try to stay on schedule. Now, you know, one of the things that was talked about was that the meetings would become quarterly, and there's not, it doesn't say specifically in the code how many meetings you would have. So after the meeting on the 24th, do you want to not have a meeting until June?
Yes, I think that's good.
Okay.
I don't know that we... I mean, we could decide on the 24th if we really need to meet again or not. That way, that gives everybody a chance to think about it.
That's perfect.
So one of the things that my Exhibit A says is that the committee will provide a report to City Council 90 days before expiration of the chamber contract on the performance of the chamber. Along with a recommendation on whether to extend the chamber contract or to allow the contract to expire. So you'll need to think about that and how that plays into when you guys have meetings.
Perfect. So Judy, can you email me just that little thing that you just read so that I have it and I can read over it again?
I think I can send it to Peggy, and then she can send it to the committee. Is that right, Peggy?
Yeah, I'll do that. And then also, when does that contract expire?
Let me see what date I signed. Well, it expires, even though we didn't sign it at the beginning of the fiscal year, it expires
June 30th.
It says, yes.
Okay, so you would really need to talk about this at the March 24th meeting.
Right, that's what it sounds like to me too.
Yeah.
And so I have a better understanding. I would be happy to write something up, and then we can discuss that at the 24th.
So let me send this over to you, Peggy, and then if you want to send out the Exhibit A, because the Exhibit A is what the committee really needs to understand.
Okay.
The other stuff is the legal stuff, and this Committee A is Exhibit A is the scope of work, but it talks about all the different things that the committee needs to do as well.
I'm happy to send that out.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Peggy.
Of course.
Okay, anything else? Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you all again. I'm going to end it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up.